You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. Today we're reading a reflection from Kathleen Welsh, a professor at Clarion University in Pennsylvania. Welsh speaks to the value of protecting people and things unable to protect themselves. She writes,
"We're all familiar with the image of an Indian warrior silhouetted against the sky, astride his horse, spear in hand, bedecked with a single feather. Here in western Pennsylvania in 2013, that image takes a tangible form in the person of John Randall, proud Winnebago. He has faced his share of battles, born in a prison, raised in an orphanage among white children, and later, in Vietnam, assigned to the job of tunnel rat and gunner. His black hair is long. He wears knee-high moccasins and black tank tops that reveal both his vet tattoo and a scar from a knifing by a North Vietnamese. At age 60, he lives in a care facility awaiting a heart transplant and waging a private battle for the little guy, fellow residents who are alone and voiceless. At lunch, he readjusts Barbara's bib when he notices it has fallen into her lap. In his room, he feeds his roommate, who struggles with utensils, then rubs the man's head to soothe him. When he hears a family wailing at the impending death of their father, he wheels himself into the room for the tongue-lashing they deserve. 'He's been here 8 months and you never came,' he shouts. 'He's in a coma. You should have come when it mattered.' An aide has to extricate him from the room. The Sioux call the Winnebago Olanka, large, strong people. The Winnebago call themselves people of the first voice. John Randall calls himself proud Winnebago, warrior for the little guy."
Welsh pairs her reflection with an excerpt from the Indigenous Elders and Medicine People's Council.
This statement was made in October of 2013, and it boldly petitions for a more thoughtful caretaking of the earth. It reads,
"This statement reflects the wisdom of the spiritual people of the earth of North and South America. Working in unity to restore peace, harmony, and balance for our collective future and for all living beings. This statement is written in black and white with a foreign language that is not our own and does not convey the full depth of our concerns. The Creator created the people of the earth into the land at the beginning of creation and gave us a way of life. This way of life has been passed down generation to generation since the beginning. We have not honored this way of life through our own actions, and we must live these original instructions in order to restore universal balance and harmony. We are a part of creation. Thus, if we break the laws of creation, we destroy ourselves. We are the people of the earth, united under the Creator's law, with a sacred covenant to protect and a responsibility to extend life for all future generations. We are expressing deep concern for our shared future and urge everyone to awaken spiritually. We must work in unity to help Mother Earth heal so that she can bring back balance and harmony for all her children."
A passage by the Indigenous Elders and Medicine People's Council.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the Bookstore in Fact and Fiction, a student and faculty-owned nonprofit serving Missoula and beyond.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.